This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Investor savvy from Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger. Warren Buffett never professed to care a great deal about owning farmland. He favored buying stocks. His son Howard, who considers himself to be a farmer, feels differently. Howard's book, 40 Chances, suggests that it is about that many seasons that we have to achieve our goals in life. I am still trying, as this crop season is my 48th. I've never professed to care much about the stock market. I do have the highest respect, however, for Warren's market prowess. I do not own Berkshire Hathaway stock, although if I were to enter into stock investment, I think that I would. I pay attention to the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting every year and learn something from the dissertations given by Buffett and his partner, Charlie Munger. This year I learned what I did wrong in the first mistake that I made when attempting to invest in stocks. Warren said that having vision for the future was not enough. He said that you could be right about foreseeing some kind of opportunity for an industry and still fail when investing in it. His quote was something like, "Picking great companies is more complicated than just selecting a promising industry." He gave autos as an example. He said that if a century ago you saw that automobiles would be the future, nevertheless, 2,000 companies that tried to get into the auto business failed over that time. Just because you could see a future trend or human need didn't mean that you could invest and make money from it. It took more business and stock market savvy than that to pick the right companies. Amen. My example was that a few decades ago, I could see that given the demographics of baby boomers, that the nursing home and managed elderly care industry was going to experience growth. I asked a stockbroker to find me a good company in that industry. He recommended one of the biggest. He failed to mention that they fueled their growth with junk bonds, and when the junk bond bubble burst, they went down with it. Investing in the future through stocks is not easy, even when you are right about the future. I could really relate to Warren's lesson. He and his partner Charlie Munger are both in their 90s and have a wealth of experience. They are often brutally honest, both about the world and themselves. They'll admit to mistakes. Everyone thought that Berkshire Hathaway was well positioned with a ton of cash, $150 billion, to pick up bargains during the stock market pandemic sale. But for the most part, they passed on new acquisitions and still have the cash. They sold $3.9 billion more stock than they bought. As explained in the first paragraph, it takes more than just seeing the future to make money in stocks. Buffett is bullish on America, so that was not the issue. They have standards of valuation, and not enough companies met those standards for them to execute acquisitions. They expressed disappointment in that, and instead bought back more Berkshire Hathaway stock. Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger are disciplined relative to their investment standards and will sit on the sidelines enduring criticism rather than deviate markedly from their program that has been working. Berkshire Hathaway has an annualized compounded return of 20% from 1965 to 2020. Berkshire Hathaway investors are concerned that the money train is slowing, as the company's 3- and 5-year returns were 12 and 14%. That is still a lot better than a CD. Warren and Charlie do not like the speculative market environment that exists today. They see the dumb money from new platforms such as Robinhood and special purpose acquisition companies as adding too much froth to valuations so that they could not get the deals that they have historically gotten in acquisitions over the life of their investing. Warren and Charlie do not like what they see as the casino effect taking hold in equity markets today. To quote them, "Speculators may do no harm as bubbles on a steady stream of enterprise, but the position is serious when enterprise becomes the bubble on a whirlpool of speculation. When the capital development of a country becomes a byproduct of the activities of a casino, the job is likely to be ill done," unquote. Charlie had some choice words for the Bitcoin enthusiasts. He called Bitcoin disgusting and contrary to the interest of civilization. "I do not welcome a currency that is so useful to kidnappers and extortionists," unquote. I share that sentiment toward cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin's success is based entirely on the greater fool theory. It has no intrinsic value with a digital existence. Its claims to fame is that they have been able to find fools willing to pay more real currency for it than the previous fool, generating an aura of wealth creation that attracts the next fool to buy in. It works until they run out of fools. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.